Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Wednesday. All right, of course, our eye is on Washington and impeachment, but we're mixing in some of the other big stuff. And I love it, the style of John McNesby, who's one of our persons of the year for the Feast of the Seven Fishes. He unloads yesterday after Malcolm Jenkins gets away with attacking the FOP union, attacking the police culture, he calls it, uses the police commissioner's sexual harassment. Can you imagine an NFL player in the Eagles locker room talking about women and sexual harassment? Give me a break, right? And McNesby responds. I respond first, though, before John comes on. I'm looking at this tweet from CBS3. Last night in West Philly, police officer with, I think, a family member gets out of his car off duty because a fight is happening and gets shot at six times. Now, this guy could have easily just gone his own way. He wasn't even on duty, but you're never really off duty in situations like this. So think of a job where you have to intervene, doing a good guy off your job, so to speak. You get shot at it six times. That's what it's like every day. How many people can have a job like that and then have shots from the darling of the media in town, Malcolm Jenkins, who never gets asked a challenging question, as he levels the police union, the FOP, which I support wholeheartedly, and tries to level the atmosphere. Social media posts, he says, are racist and sexual harassment galore. John McNesby, the head of the police union here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, thanks for checking in today. How are you?
Good, Dom. How are you?
Very, very well. Well, I think people are astounded that you didn't respond in the typical position paper, but you talked a little bit differently about Jenkins, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, stay in your lane. Basically, I mean, he's getting involved in policing when there's a process that is already three quarters of the way through. The mayor, the managing director, we have a national organization leading the search for a police commissioner. And, you know, whoever that may be, we're going to work with them. Nobody is lockstep in bed with the union, as he says. And, you know, I mean, him and we have basically what you have here, Dom, is a cop hater and a convicted felon holding a forum for a new police commissioner. I mean, what's next? A local drug dealer? I mean, just stay in your lane. I mean, stick to football. You're not that good at it this year. And pay attention to your end, and we'll do our end.
Yeah, you're talking about Meek Mill, too, with this town hall. And you're right, John. Kenny made a good point that, hey, we're interviewing people, but they're in jobs right now, some of them. So, you know, everybody knows you don't go public with that type of stuff. But the idea is they want somebody who is not going to be even-handed. They want someone, as police commissioner, who's going to fight with you, John McNesby, and the union, rather than Richard Ross, who I think had it right. He was even-handed, but as a cop and a former cop on the street, he understood some of these things, and I thought it was a very good relationship.
Yeah, we had our ups and downs behind closed doors. That's key. You know, he's a cop of 30-some years. I was a classmate of his. We never aired it out. Very rarely aired it out in public. But what's so ironic here is three or four days before he steps away, he's the best police commissioner in the country. He leaves, and now everybody's taking shots at him, especially these two clowns that are talking about who they want. And they know who they want. They have a candidate that they're pushing behind the scenes. So there's a lot more to this.
Do you know who that candidate is, John?
Yeah, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm not gonna
All right.
That out
All right.
Today, but they actually are pushing very hard behind the scenes, and that's the whole motive behind all this forum stuff. Malcolm Jenkins knows nothing about policing. So let the police stick to the police. Nobody controls the FOP, and the FOP certainly doesn't run the city. He talks about bad cops. Nobody wants bad cops on the police department. Nobody wants bums. And since my leadership in 07, we've lost more officers and who are now suing us for failure to represent because we're not representing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, and John, last night, the one I ripped from the headline here today, you got a cop, right? Could have gone on his way. He's off duty, so to speak. He intervenes in a fight, apparently, on a street corner, according to CBS3, and 6 shots at him. I mean, you know, there's no sensitivity here. It's all one-sided. It comes from Krasner. It comes from where they think the city is going now with some of the people elected. And the media just doesn't often enough talk about how difficult this is. The one saving grace is when you have the backing of the police commissioner and the people in authority, like during the shooting over at 15th and Erie.
Right. It's not the police officers that aren't doing their job. We're clearly out there doing what we need to do. We're putting handcuffs on people. Like you said, it's a bigger issue. They're being let out by a district attorney who doesn't charge anyone. And, you know, earlier in the night, besides that officer, there was four or five other people shot. So there's too much crime going on, and it's starting to resonate amongst the criminals out there that nothing's going to happen to them if they continue to do this. There's no consequences. So why not take a chance? So that's scary.
Yeah, John, I don't know who you or how you came up with your sense of response, but it's spot on. My goodness.
Well, listen, I mean, the cops don't need somebody like Malcolm Jenkins, and especially Meek Mill, representing them or talking about them. They have enough going on with the morale and trying to keep this city safe and the community safe and the residents safe. So we're going to do whatever we need to protect the officer on the street. Thank God that officer last night wasn't hit. He's okay. Just yesterday, Chicago lost an officer shot in the head in a wild bank robbery. So, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Absolutely. Hey, John, thank you very, very much. And thanks for being with us on the 16th for 7 Fishes.
See you then. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.